היום ה-13 ליוני 1985, אנחנו מקליטים מישהו שבא מהולנד. What is your name?
Elzas.
From Elzas.
My name is Elzas.
Okay. Now I ask your full name, please. Elzas what?
Shalom.
Now let me ask you, in Hollandish, please write it in. How do you write it? Your name.
My name.
Here again. Yes, with your handwriting.
That's very bad.
No, it is. I think for us it is okay. With a Z.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your address?
I better write it because yes, it's a long, it. Long name.
Long, so please write it here. Yes. It is Benno. Then Ho
Houtseweg.
Pronounce it.
Benoerdenhoutseweg, 75.
Yes.
In the Heek.
The Heek. I see. Okay. So you. That's just fine. Now, my question is. What is the date of your born? When?
3rd of July.
Yes.
22.
Yes. Now, you were born in The Hague?
No, in Rotterdam.
Rotterdam. And when did you come to?
To The Hague?
Yes.
1955. Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your original Ada, your original tradition? Is
Dutch Ashkenaz.
Yes. Ashkenaz in Rotterdam.
Rotterdam, yes.
Okay. And today?
It's the same.
The same. And you know other Minhag? You know the Sephardi Minhag?
Hardly. I've been in the Esnoga, of course, in Amsterdam.
What is it?
In the Esnoga in Amsterdam.
What is it?
That's the Portuguese, the big Portuguese school in Amsterdam. There you should go on a summer rubble.
Why?
that's the most important service.
Why?
Well, they make hakafot with tikkiat shofar and everything. If ever you come there, you...
Okay, thank you very much. Now, what is your telegram?
Also in the Heek, yes.
Here.
I see. Yeah. This is the area code.
Yes. Good. Now, what is your mother tongue?
Dutch.
Dutch. What else do you speak? What?
English.
English.
German, French.
Yes. And a little Hebrew.
A little. Loma speak.
Okay. What is your profession now, today?
I'm a patent agent. Or recht patentin.
Ah. Very interesting. And did you have another mikzoa, another profession, ever?
No, my original I had have a degree in chemistry, and therefrom you go on, you proceed further.
I see. What is the name of your father?
Was Moshe.
Moshe. And he was also an Ashkenazi?
Yes.
And where did he come from?
Rotterdam. Born in Rotterdam.
Good.
I'm five generations Dutch.
Rotterdam, five generations?
Not five generations Rotterdam, but five generations Dutch.
And what was the first generation's place?
They came from the Elzas.
From Elzas?
Yes, two centuries ago.
I see. What is the name of your mother?
The maiden name, you mean?
Yes.
Edersheim. I write it.
Yes, here. Yes.
Yeah.
Pass that here. Eides Hem. What?
No. Gittele, Gertruda. She had a very Dutch name.
Okay, whatever you write, it is okay. We want to know it. Okay. Now, read it.
Edersen, Gertruda, Natalia.
Natalia. Gertruda.
Gertruda.
It is a D,
double E.
It is a H?
No.
What is
this?
This
is a G.
A G, yes. Sorry. Yes, I see. Now, where was he born, your father? When?
7th October,
yes.
1888.
And your mother, where? And
was born in The Hague on the 4th of December,
yes.
1895.
Okay. Are you a Rav, a Chazan, a Bal Kore, a Bal Tokea? What can you do in the synagogue?
I can be a Chazan if necessary. I can be a Bal Tokea, but...
Okay. Do you used to be a Chazan?
No, well, just as an amateur, after the war, when people started to return, somebody had to daven in shul. And I was a boy, I had nothing. Mm-hmm. For 2.5 years, I had no talit, no tefillin, no tefillah, mm-hmm. nothing. Mm-hmm. They had taken all of me when I was in hiding.
Yes.
And we had a first service on a Friday evening, mm-hmm. and then I think the man who davened then, and who hated to daven before the Omud, mm-hmm. said to me, "Tomorrow you will do it." Then I did it more often, and in 1952 I decided that I could help in some small place for Yamim Noraim.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I prepared that, and that was how I got married finally, because I knew I happened to know who had a violin and who could help me.
How did you prepare from
music? I prepared from music, yes, from books.
Books. Can you remember the book name?
Yeah, that was mainly Beer and Lewandowski.
Beer and Lewandowski. Good. Now, what is the synagogue's name where you are affiliated with?
Well, that's just the synagogue in The Hague. I remember that.
There's no special name.
The Jewish community in The Hague.
Uh-huh.
I'm not davening there. I remember that.
Okay. Now,
when it's necessary, I sometimes daven there, but it's.
What is the address of the Beit HaKnesset?
Beit HaKnesset, that's still.
Yes.
What's the name? I go there. I give you the name of the around the corner, because mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. The normal entrance. That is, I better write it.
Yes.
Like my own address, but
spell it, please.
Bezuidenhoutse weg. 361. Mm-hmm. This is south of the wood, and this is north of the wood.
I see. South of the wood. Okay. Now, you have in the community, you are also a Gabbai or Rosh
Hashanah? No, I have been that, but I have nothing at this moment.
Okay. Now, you about your education.
Yes.
Three kinds of education. The normal education, your music education, and then your religious education.
Mm-hmm.
Till age six.
Yes.
What kind of education did you get?
From just at home.
What?
Till six? Till yes. As a small child?
You never went to a cheder?
No, there was no cheder in Orthodox.
No, but maybe your father brought a teacher to
No, not till six.
Was a kindergarten?
There was a kindergarten, not a Jewish one.
But you went to the kindergarten?
Yes, yeah.
Now, from 6 to 12, what was
just the normal elementary school.
Yeah, but how was music school, education? No.
I think I got this at the age of about 10 or 12, I don't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. That's some years.
And Jewish education?
Well, there was... it was more than a Sunday school. There was all mm-hmm. school on Sunday and on weekdays. About, I think, 6 hours a week.
Yes, and what kind of studies did you have? What kind of studies?
Grammar, history, translating, Sidur, translating, Chumash and
how did
late Old Mishnah?
Yes, and did you go to the synagogue at that time?
Yes,
every day or
no? Shabbat. And some other days. Yes.
Okay. Now from 12 to 18.
12 to 18. Well, it's a continuation. I went to the gymnasium, and as regards the
what was the name?
The gymnasium.
Yes, has it a special
name? Yes, Gymnasium Erasmianum.
Aha.
In Rotterdam.
In Rotterdam, yes.
And they continued to
music?
Music, yes, still piano lessons.
Yes, and religious?
Religious, well, about the same. Did they have further shiurim? No, just went to that, to the Jewish school.
Mm-hmm.
Continued to go. I did some more
there
things.
Was a Jewish school.
Well, I know. I mean, the Sunday school.
The Sunday school. Yes. Well, who was
which
the
was
teacher?
More?
Who was
it? It was a certain Mr. Steng.
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 S T E I N.
Like Stein.
Stein. Yeah.
From where did he come?
He was Dutch born, I believe. His father came from Russia, I think.
Yes, I see. Now from 18. Till today?
Well, from first the war.
Yes.
And, I was hidden in Rotterdam for over 2.5 years. And after the war, just the first year of the war, I had started studying chemistry, but I couldn't continue, so I had to start all over after the war. As regards Jewish education, well, I took shiurim wherever I could get them. I was thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And got some Gemara here and there.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
And
about music, Jewish music?
I was interested. Sometimes I bought things at auctions, Chazanut, try to learn something.
Mm-hmm. What are the happenings in which you are now connected with? There is a convention, there is a, I don't know, you have a quartet.
I see what you mean. In 1977, at the age of 55, I started to take singing lessons after my wife had said for more than 20 years that they should do it.
Yeah.
And, since then I'm very active in this field too. I did it in order to be able to daven on Yom Kippur.
I
always daven on Yom Kippur since 1952. But then I came home and had no voice for a week or so.
Yes.
And nowadays I can do everything without difficulty.
You like to listen to radio?
Yes.
What kind of programs?
A classical. We are going to concerts. Yeah, yes. Music.
Yes.
And my days are full now. I must say I have my work, plenty of work, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
And I give 6 hours in the week. I give shiurim boys. I help them for Bar Mitzvah.
And what do you do?
These are boys who know practically nothing.
Yes.
Who can read, otherwise I won't take them.
Yes.
And I teach them a passion to lion.
Yes.
And but first of all, I teach them to translate it, and I do well the main points of the Rashi with them, and I teach them his just starting Bereshit.
Yes.
You know.
But do these people, these young boys, do they read when they are Bar Mitzvah? Read the parsha.
Yeah, they read the parsha. I have
the whole parsha or just
no. I mean a portion of the parsha.
A portion. Yes.
We call a portion of parsha and the whole parsha the Sidra.
Yes. You are right. Very interesting. And how about television? What are you?
Television.
What do you like?
Well, I see the news, and sometimes I see a concert.
Yeah.
And when I'm very tired, and I like to see something bloody.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music do you like?
Classical and opera, and every kind from rather large scope.
Yes. You know, read the music, of course. And you have in at home also records.
Yes.
How many?
Hmm.
About.
Perhaps 1,000. I don't know. A few 1,000. Hundreds. I don't know.
And you like listen almost every day.
No, I have no time.
Once a week. Twice
to be when you are active in music, and I'm very have been very active in the last years.
Yes.
You have less time, and work, shiurim, plus music, then it's full.
Okay.
It's from time to time, yes.
Okay, now let me tell you something, that we are recording usually Jewish music of oral nature, which means it belongs to the community. Not for one person, it is the music. And music which is usually not written with notes. You know, we are not interested in singing something, opening the bear and singing one page and the other page. We are interested in the traditional musical tradition of Jews in Holland, or in Rotterdam, or in Den Haag. Now, you told me that you also studied Lewandowski and
Bender.
But you have your sources also.
Yes.
Which are
those? Well, that was just listening as a child to a cousin.
I see.
And
you can remember the names of the cousins?
Yes. There were at that time two chazanim in Rotterdam, let's say main chazanim. It was Fleischhauer.
Yes.
Son still lives here, but he has another name now.
Yes.
And Lipschitz.
Yes. Yes.
And especially Fleischhauer was very popular.
You have his book here in Xerox copy, his notation.
I didn't know. Oh.
Here in our library. I know his son very well. Now, do you have only Chazanut? I think there was also something, for instance, Shabbat afternoon on Minche, it's not really a Chazanut, or Shabbat Mozart is not really a Chazanut. It is something which everybody knows, not only the Chazan. Now, we will not have a lot of times to record. I would like to record from you what is your specialty, what we may not have, which you know only in the world, let us say.
Okay. I should do that later on. We had a cousin, Fleischhauer had died.
Yes.
We had a cousin, Rokach.
Rokach,
yes.
From where?
He came from Lemberg. I think he was born in Krakow.
Uh-huh.
But he came from Lemberg at the time, the second half of the 30s, 1937, if I remember well.
Yes.
He was only there for a few years. He was deported.
Yes.
And he brought something new almost every week. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, nobody remembers much. He brought so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think he brought it really from written music. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, of course, where he brought it from.
Maybe not.
And There are a few things. Well, I should tell you that 3 years ago I made a record, which is on I suppose still on sale in Shaare Tzedek. It was made in Shaare Tzedek.
Mm-hmm. What is the Shaare Tzedek?
I mean here, the Shari Tzedek.
The hospital.
Yes.
Because there may be a Shari Tzedek, a very important institution.
No. I mean for here. I recorded at that time some other things, like the Kaddish by Ravel.
Yeah, I see.
And some Yiddish things, although that's not my specialty, but also some Chazanut, which I had learned from my father, Zichrono Livracha. And some things I remember from
what
other them.
What did your father for a living?
My father was a doctor.
A doctor, a physician?
Yes.
Klali or?
He was a specialist in stomach and intestine.
Enterogastro, yes.
And his particular specialty was... diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.